Welcome to Thankful Thursday.
It's a blood trail business. It really is.
My lord.
Yeah.
It seems there's others here too.
It's a bloody trail of business.
I'm the Shaolin teacher, Sam Tak.
It's a bloody trail of business.
Lord Kang.
It's a bloody trail of business.
I'll leave alive.
Yeah.
You're a vicious swine, so they tell me.
It's a bloody trail of business.
I can see, I guess they're right. Free to you.
Keno White Lotus.
Right.
Port.
You could be the first one to die.
It's a bloody trail business, so if you thinking you're gonna get a whole bunch of riches out of this, you better watch how you apply yourself to make sure that they don't try to split your neck, split your wrist, or split your ankles, split you between the places that make you sort of think more. Like, what's the feeling of everything falling apart more? Nowadays, people using people like voodoo dolls, and nowadays, people using people like puppets. What is going on with this? It seems like they're summoning too many weird spirits. Yeah, the Mr. 239 getting ready to come through to let y'all know about this sickening business. It's a bloody trail business. Yo, check it. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to somebody out there? It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to somebody out there? It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet to anybody out there? It's a bloody trail business. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Once you start giving everybody the inside of your thoughts, everything deep inside of your head, next thing you know, they start feeling you and say, man, I like what he's saying. And what's that? A way for you to gain fans? Well, if it comes to that, I guess my fans are like cosmic rays from another universe or a galaxy. It seems like everything that I've been doing, my fan base is still scattered out easily. I guess because the business is bloody trail to me. So that means that if you speak anything you speak, it's gonna leak back to you like a whole bunch of blood that's in the trail and everybody wondering what happened quickly. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a puppet or a voodoo doll? Somebody is getting rich off of what you invent. It's a bloody trail business. Why you acting like a voodoo doll or a puppet? It seems like people getting rich off what you spit. It's a bloody trail business. It's a bloody trail business. Check it. It seems like you gotta kill yourself to get rich. So many people be like, man, you need to put yourself in the casket. So, well, let's see if it comes to that. I did that in the past. I rise up out of a casket in 2004, giving everybody more. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 pour. I'ma tell y'all how dangerous this gets. It gets like trying to follow some dead body parts. Like, imagine a whole bunch of ribs just on the ground, and a whole bunch of blood is dragging from them now, and it's like, what is the reason and the purpose? Most people using a diaphragm. It seems like your diaphragm is inside of your stomach. So that means it's a bloody trail business. It's a bloody trail business.
I don't even know why you act like that every time you listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Bubblegum for like 2 weeks now. It's a big old piece of rubber lips and bubblegum. I'm gonna hit him across his head with it. I'm gonna make him remember who I am. Since you wanna act like he don't know who I am.
Man, you three gonna do it.
I don't care.
Hey, man, we in a casino right now, and it says casino club Pino, man. You three gonna do all that?
I don't give a fat. I don't give a rough about what anybody say. I'm going to take this big piece of bubble and this bubblegum I've been throwing, but through it, and it's big like a big old big golf ball, and I'm going to hit fucking Harry across his head when I see him. Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, man, we're going to have a good time. Oh, you know what, I think we should go to, I think we need to go to France with all this money I want right here. Yeah, oh, yeah. Damn it, winner. Oh, yeah, oh, you know what, the time done flipped up on me. I gotta get ready to leave from this place. I'm about to go and cast this in here. Yeah. Tell us, find out who that is knocking on the door. Yes, can we help you? Yeah, I am Truckin' Harry. I just won all these chips. I would like to cash this in for cash right now, because I'm pushed for time, and the time has slipped up on me. I got to get out of this place, because my wife Bridget's been paging me the whole time. I got to get out of here. I just got to get out of here. So can y'all cash this in? Hey, man. I don't see Truckin' Harry no more. You know what, man? Yo, don't tell me you don't see him no more. Don't tell me that, Jack. Don't tell me you don't see him anymore. Don't tell me that, Jack. Don't tell me that. You better not tell me that, Jack, right now. You better not tell me you don't see him. Man, I'm serious. I do not see him nowhere around here, man. I'm telling you, I don't give a rare, man. I'm gonna find out where he at. Hold on, wait a minute. That look like him right there. That look like him right there. Hey, man, so what you gonna do? I told you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take this bubble gum that I'm showing up. And I've been showing up for 2 weeks. And I'm gonna take him and hit him across his head, and he's gonna think it's football here. Man. Don't you know that's the grossest thing, man, that you're talking about doing, man? I don't give a rear-end about what anybody think what I'm going to do, okay? I don't give a rear-end about it. I don't care. You're the best of me. Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to leave. Oh, yeah, I'm about to get in my car. I'm about to leave. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye, yeah. Leaving. I'm leaving the casino. Casino, I'm leaving it right now. Yeah. Yeah, me and Bridget going to have a good night tonight. We've all this hard work tonight. I did really well tonight. Oh, yeah, I did really well. I did very well tonight. Hey, man, so you still see Terry? Yeah, he over there at that table right there. That's where he at right there. I see that funny looking weird hat he always has. That funny looking hat he always wears. And that darn shirt he got on.
Man, you just belched in my face, man. That's gross, man. Why you belching in my face and go ahead and carry it on, man?
Nah, man, I didn't mean that. I apologize about that. I apologize right now. I'm about to go over here. I'm throwing this bubble gum up in the ass. This bubble gum. It's made like the size of a golf ball right now. I'm getting ready to go up to the table, and I'm getting ready to hit this guy. I'm going to hit him across the head when he's going to act like he didn't know who I was.
That's right. How you doing, Mr. Dog?
I'm doing quite right tonight. I feel I'm gonna be really lucky tonight. I got on my lucky hat and I got on my lucky shirt. All right, that's up.
Hey, bueno. Yeah, this was my first time. I knew this was my lucky shirt, my lucky hat. I won that. Winner. Oh, yes, I won that. Yeah. I won me a quick $100,000. I'm going to go and I want to put this $100,000 up and get a chance to try to win another $100,000. All right, bets in. Across the table. Okay. Nine. Winner. Yeah, I just doubled it. I got $200,000 right there. Yeah. Hey, man, where you going, man? Why? Where you getting ready to go?
I told you where I'm getting ready to go. That's it. Fucking Harry right there with that funny hat on and that iron shirt. I'm getting ready to hit him with this wet bubble gum that I've been saving for 2 weeks, the size of a golf ball. I'm about to tear him across his head. He's just waiting,
man. Man, you sure, man? I'm telling you, I think really Truckin' Harry is not here anymore.
Don't you tell me. Don't you argue me now. I know that it's Truckin' Harry. He got that weird hat on and that weird darn shirt. He got it. I'm getting ready to go hit him across his head with this bubble-licious bubble cop that I've been saving for 2 weeks. You wait. You just wait. I'm going to hit him across the head.
All right, Mr. Charles, would you like to place a bet again? Yes, I'd like to bet $200,000 on number 8 right there. All right. Yeah, winner. Excuse me, wait a minute. We just had a weird interruption. Some guy just threw a gigantic, it seems like a gigantic piece of bubblicious bubble gum, and it looks very old right now. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all need to do. Y'all need to fix this, cause I just won $300,000 worth of chips, and this guy just hit me with a piece of disgusting bubble gum. And I got my lucky hat on and my lucky shirt. So is y'all gonna fix this? Yes, sir. We gonna fix it.
Yeah, I got him. I got him. I got that milk. I got him. I got him. I told you that was Truckin' Harry,
man. I'm telling you, I don't think that was Truckin' Harry, man. I really don't think that was Truckin' Harry.
You do not argue me down. I know that was Truckin' Harry. I know that was Truckin' Harry. That's the only one that wear that shirt and that hat like that. I know that was Truckin' Harry. I know it was. I know that was Truckin' Harry. You ain't gonna tell me no different. I know that was Truckin' Harry. So you ain't gonna tell me no different, man. You ain't gonna tell me no different. You ain't telling me no different. You ain't gonna tell me no different. You ain't telling me no different. That was Truckin' Harry.
Excuse me, Mr. Charlie, what are you doing with the taser in your hand? Well, I ran into that fella that hit me with that bubble gum across my head, and I just gave him an electric treatment. Well, why didn't you wait? Because we was going to get the man that was in charge. Well, I didn't have time for that. I feel very insulted. And this is Club Kino. This is my first time coming here. I feel very insulted, from some guy hitting me with some bubblegum. So I tell you what, y'all definitely to say, well, we're going to cash the tip this, sir. We're going to give you a tip. Yeah, I'm going to get my tip, too. I need to talk to the owner because I need the owner to do something about this. All right, well, we just talked to him on the walkie-talkie, and he's on his way. He said he's coming with his daughter's plastic toy bat, too. He need to come with something because that stupid fool is laying down there on the floor that I just tased to death or shocked to death, and he might need to pick him up. What is going on now? I don't get this. Who is this guy? Sir, it looks like it's the same dude, evidently, man, that constantly tries to bother this guy named Truckin' Harry. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank y'all. Hold on. I got my daughter back. Where the fuck at? Still laying on the hall. Few minutes ago. Yes, sir. The customer just shocked him with a taser a few minutes ago. You know what? I ain't got time to pay for nobody insurance. I'm not paying for nobody insurance, man. Where that sucker at that threw a piece of 2 week bubble gum at one of the customers? And where is the customer at that got hit with the bubble and the bubble gum and that stupid idiot was suing for 2 weeks and had for 2 weeks? He's right over there, sir. He's pretty peeved right now. He's sitting over there and he's just sipping on some lemonade right now, and he seems very peeved. Yes. Hello. I am Mr. Casino Club. You know, I'm the owner. I like to gladly apologize for what happened. Well, you know, I'm glad you. Gladly apologizing, but that guy, I really was in town, and I just wanted to try out this casino. It turned out to be a good one. I got my lucky shirt on, my lucky hat, but, well, you know what? Do you have any damages on you? Did he damage anything? Well, by the way, he messed up my lucky hat and my lucky shirt. It got that nasty gum on it, and it felt like he had put some heat to it when he threw it over there. You know what? You just wait a minute. I got a whole bunch of those shirts and hats in my wardrobe. And you know, because we used to do acts around here. I'll take care of you. Hold on. I'll be right back. But let me go get that stupid idiot up that hit you with that gun. I'm going to go get him. And sorry for all the inconvenience. I'll be right back. He's already outside the hall where he's at. He's that way. He takes him at. Yeah, he's right here on the hall too. You know what? I'm right under that. Let me. Is he conscious or unconscious right now, sir? He's back up and he's carrying on and everything. He must didn't get nothing but stunned by the taser. What is he doing? Sir, you need to come down because the general manager is on his way here to come. You know,
ain't nobody gonna calm me down. Ain't nobody gonna calm me down. Ain't nobody gonna calm me down. You know what? I'm gonna sue because somebody hit me with a damn taser a few minutes ago. And I'll be saying,
man, I told you that wasn't Truckin' Harry.
You shut up, man. You trying to be on their damn side, man. All like this. You trying to be on their side right now. You trying to be on their side. I feel like a bridge falling down right now because they got me feeling like I'm damned now. I'm telling you, somebody need to sue him. He hit me with a damn taser. And I feel like a bridge. I fell down.
Sir, you need to calm down with all the commotion.
Get your hands off me. Don't tell me to calm down.
Sir, how far are you from here?
I'm just right around a second around the corner. I'm coming around.
Y'all ain't gonna do that. You stupid dog. You fix you up with my daughter back. You stupid dog. Fix you up with my daughter. You stupid. You stupid. You stupid. Stop. Stop.
Yeah, you know what? I almost lost my mold for a minute. It got me all. Got my skin itching and everything. I hate when somebody a bad customer be here. You know what? You get out of here. Ow. Sir, that's it. Stop. Don't hit him. Don't beat him no more. So go to bed. You know what? I'm telling you what, man. I don't like when people come in here acting like they ain't got no darn sense. I tell you what. I beat his head open with my daughter bed. I tell you that right there. My daughter passed the bed. I got him. I showed sure didn't get him. Stupid sucker.
Thank you. I'm not trying to be. We'll be right back. Much respect. We'll be right back.
Tells me you're coming out of a relationship. What's that like? That must be hard on you.
Not really. We're just sort of in a holding pattern right now.
A holding pattern? It sounds like you need to come down and refuel. You're sexy.
What?
You heard me.
You've been working hard. Take a break.
Excuse me, pardon me. Hey, what's this with our chicken, man?
Your chicken.
Have the eggs had a chance to hatch yet? Well, maybe you can go check on it for me, my friend, if it's not too much trouble for you. All right, I'm sorry to put you out. You see the attitude? Unbelievable. Look at him, it's like hysterical now. What were we talking about? Your job, what's that like? What's your job like?
It's a little crazy right now. We're just sort of...
Hold that thought for just a second. I need to use the head, and I'll be right back. I want to find out about your job. I'm interested. I'm curious about it. And what is the story with the chicken? Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, Stretch.
Pleasant night, isn't it?
Yeah, not too bad.
Of course, I guess the weather is always pleasant in here. The winters are remarkably mild. If you need anything, just let me know. Anything at all.
Don't bother. I think I got it under control.
Unbelievable. No trouble, really.
Man, what is your...
People rarely take advantage of all my services. Let me help you wash out. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
You're on a big date.
You'll need to look your best. That'll take care of the shine. Now, let's pluck those eyebrows. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me. Little bear. Candy. Touch of alfalfa. And boom, bam. We're ready to dry you off. Ooh, right into the buckle. That's gotta hurt, Gene. Yeah. You know, from this angle, he looks just like Dizzy Gillespie. Skippy-dippy-dippy-dippy-dippy-bop. Pow! Pow! Stop peanuts. Stop peanuts.
Hello,
about the tips, but I've got one for you. Stay away from Robin. She's a dick.
Quit up! Quit it up!
Here's a bizarre story from downtown where a man was beaten in a restroom by an assailant disguised as a bathroom attendant. The victim has been unable to speak since this unmotivated attack. A police sketch artist put together this drawing from witnesses' descriptions. We'll be right back.
Tonight on UPS.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, you need to hear me, man. Word up. You need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 Get money, get money, get money.
All black by Chevy. Two in the front, two in the black, black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass, looking for the ass, cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint, taking lead brand stain, leave the leaking like holes in the water bed, leave them dead, let them get the bullets and the shell, blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop till they body look pushing like lasagna. Call me your honor. You just got to fix it. Death was the penalty. Fresh to pieces. Every time I fit, chop the pieces. Phone so legendary. Guess what? Put the paper down. Yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Nothing but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Looking so lovely and gorgeous. Always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious. I don't wanna walk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace, queen. My name is Dad Wu. But I always see you coming through. I took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. Yeah. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? That's if that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02. Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooks curry shrimp and she loves kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She's feeling me back. Now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you. But you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true, man. We don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing can replace you.
What up, Mario? I know you've been sweating, Mr. Two. The way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and Truth, and I represent it with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up. Yo, she was his name. The nickname was Sleeping Beauty. You got a mute from Mr. Two, and I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man, got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap on her shoulder and say, by the way, mom, what's your name?
She said her name Dean.
She said, you can call me Dean. I said, Dean, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the antics of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she on.
Like,
and she passing to me as I pass it off to her, said, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios. That's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. Tell Ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head? Just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick. She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
You have just reached Merc 79, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Today we are here with Mr. 239, and I got a question for him. I want to ask him, and he's going to give the answer to the whole audience, haters and doubters and all that. So how does it feel to be successful? Basically, feels great, and I like to thank God for me being able to breathe, being able to do this. The way that I can keep doing it with the energy. And that's for all the haters, the Dallas, and the jealousy, all of them. All there was a push for me to have a celebration.
All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right, to the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. Because Tina is up, yeah. I'm the one that's representing with Word is Born Records. So everybody that's sitting down on your wake up in the morning and we be stretching, so we still breathing and yawning. So everybody got a reason to be celebrating, because it's a special occasion. Every day you being able to breathe it, even though people try to stop you from making it, even though they try to do things that make you feel like you can't take it. Sometimes we just sit back and wonder about what was really going on back then. Was it just the things that was going on? When see somebody see you going high, they wanna try to pull you down, but you know you got to let them know how it goes when you come around to do your thing. Even though people didn't think that I would pursue my dream, now everybody knew how I did when I did it from NC to SC, all the way across the galaxy. Everybody know what it's gonna be when you see WB and Mr. M4.239. Come up, everybody, put your hands up, cause this is a what?
It's a celebration, celebrating borderline,
they be like, oh man, they were really true about what they said they was gonna do. They was really gonna be on point what they said they was gonna do. And that dude by the name Mr. Two, he was doing what everybody said that he couldn't do. Yeah, y'all know how he did. He just kept making his move, even though people said that he was just gonna be a fool. They played me like a joker, like I was the one that made a move like a monster. But really, that's what it really was. But now I say, hell around the elders, while these niggas be sitting around hating, wondering, I tell them, how you gotta do? Just sit back, be patient, and you know what time it is, y'all keep on thinking. Everybody thought that they could erase this. Nah, ain't no way to erase this, because yo, I keep moving like the instruments in the background. Y'all know how it is when I crack the ground. Everybody didn't think I was gonna bring that hip hop back around, but now they know it's celebration.
Versus Picasso, because I did this paint them type of stories and things that people wouldn't know. And do I get brave to spoke or speak it out loud? But most of you dudes out there think y'all can stop everything I've been reaping about, spitting about, make everybody feel like I done changed the page in the comic book. And now you're realizing who's the ones that came out. Yo, I got the clipboard in my hand. Yo, this is called a major comic book attack. That means that I won the great comic book of the year in 2012. So y'all know how Mr. 39 do, coming in, blowing you and your crew in the tooth, thinking everybody can stop everything that I've been representing and measure up to. I represent 704. Yeah, this is a comic book attack. For most of you dudes out there thinking y'all can stop everything I've been doing, take a second, stand back. Yo, because back in the past, Mr. 239 been known to come with flows to make everybody feel like they flash. Thought that they could stop everything that I've had. Made them all feel like they got bust open with this craft. I've been massive for a long time. While most of you dudes be trying to act like actors, thinking y'all can stop everything that Mr. 239 brings off the top of my mind. Breaking them down, making you feel like I'm shaking your crown, shaking the ground. Make everybody fall back, thinking they can stop everything I've been doing. Minutes and new militant dudes coming through the game. And yo, I put my condition inside the instrument and make it start screaming and start panicking and have a panic disorder as I be representing, making y'all feel like y'all getting smashed out. None of y'all can stop everything that I've been about. Yo, check it, I'm just like that dude Bob Ross. I be painting them pictures with the oil type of sound. Yo, I'm oiled out now with my flow. That means that I paint the picture. When I first started off, it looked like really it ain't gonna be much, but by the time I finish, you'll see the signature. Yeah, as I came in, y'all know I be representing 239. Always be leaving all you people feeling like you wanna keep searching and seeing how I keep on making. I keep making instruments or making sounds or making tracks just like I'm some kind of artist. Meaning that I won't ever end with my pictures the way I started. Making everybody feel like you're getting departed. So that y'all can stop everything I've been doing. This is Kino versus Picasso 2020. Coming at you 2020 vicious. Now most of you dudes realize what I'm hitting in the side of the instrument. Keeping the whole city and everybody jumping and busy. Yo, that's the reason why I got everybody feeling and wondering now, how did my comic book attack them easy? Yeah, that's how I did. Yeah, I be speaking that language that makes people feel like, yeah, it was forbidden. So that means that it's somewhere in the soul, somewhere concealed quick. Making all y'all feel like y'all can never reveal everything I had. As I bring get on, I represent North Carolina, so check me out as I rush the game like a target.
I ain't no jobber.
Jesse, I told you already.
Take one, Mr. 239 always do his thing when it was time for him to come. Everybody didn't think Mr. 2 was gonna come through with one take. Wait a minute, all it takes is one take for me to get up in the strip. Wait a minute, I ain't got to sit back and try to remember this or memorize this. When I flip a sentence, it's always at take 3 when I'm always making moves in the energy. And then take 4, I always bring more. Take 5, everybody be thinking it's 239 live. Take 6, they know me always up in the mix. Y'all know how I be doing my thing. I make music just like I'm making flicks. Take 7, y'all know what I'm bringing. I keep coming in, let them know I rise up high just like heaven. Take 8, everybody thought I was fake for everything that I create. Take 9, that's my time to shine. I'm the night ending. This is scripture wrote by, directed by Mr. 239. Signature sign for this four records, we got them in time. Take 10, they didn't think I was gonna be able to come back, and a lot of said that I lost, but I win. Every time that I get ready to run in, everybody be like, uh-oh, like Devin
now I keep measuring out to ways that they didn't think I was gonna be able to measure up to. Check this, take 12. Y'all know me, I always spit flows to make a lot of people feel like they don't piece dust well. Take 13, everybody didn't say this. 239 was gon' bring the rhyme thing from a dream to reality. Take 13, they got lost by me. They better understand when it was time for me to represent. Take 14, got them sitting back trying to figure out is take 15 gon' come about. Take 16, everybody be sitting around holding their mouth like I can't believe he just came out. This is directed by Mr. 239, y'all know it's Sixers design. Portisborne Records, everybody know I done wrote this script. Take 17, y'all know how I represent and I stay on that scene. Everybody thought that take 18 wasn't gonna keep going through. Now what are they thinking? They panicking more. Y'all know take 19, that's where the time where life used to be for me, that I wanna put a blade or maybe do something to a lot of people that betrayed. Take 20, you know me, I represent simply. Everybody thought that they could get it, try to dimp up on me. Wait a minute, try to pimp up on me. Take 21, I got them stunned. They know how I represent. Take 22, everybody thought that Mr. 239 wouldn't be able to do what he was doing. Take 23, now they see. This is how I represent. Take 24, everybody thought take 25 wasn't gonna come out, but I told them I represent the WIB from soul to mouth. This is directed by Mr. 239 Signature Sign. Word is born records. This is directed by Signature Sign. Keena Prime. Take 27. Everybody didn't think I was gonna be representing. Up in the mix, I'ma take them all the way down to the number and accounting. Wait a second. Take 28. Everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep coming great. Take 29. Everybody sit around and be like, man, wait a minute, can he really shine? Take 30. Everybody thought that I wasn't gonna come and be making my move early. Take 31, everybody sit around wondering what was I doing when I bring it from my tongue. Take 32, y'all know how I stay live, always do my thing. A lot of people thought take 32 wasn't gonna lead to 33, now they hear me. Yeah, I'm moving through the air chillily. Everybody sitting around like a lily pad, looking silly, dad. Take 33, wait a minute, I told them what is this is, yo. It's directed by Mr. 239, Keena Brian White, Signature Sign, Portisborne Records. This is directed by Mr. 239, Portisborne Records, Signature Sign. This is directed by Mr. 239, Portisborne Records.
I ain't John. Y'all guess who just dropped in?
10. Everybody know how I represent when I slid in. See me go from building to building. When I be going through, everybody be like, wait a minute, is that really who? Yeah, it's him. He's back again, attack ready with the facts again. Smacking them in, bringing them up again. Drop in, 239 just drop in. One more time again for y'all out there that know I would stay live. 239 always be coming live, cumulating. When my flow rhyme be concentrating, moving through vibrating. While y'all out there losing y'all patience, me, I keep on doing what I've been making. back about what I make. This is something that I bring and make you have a heart attack. And you think a heart attack. Y'all think that y'all can stop what I bring. The last minute suggestion got y'all wondering, grabbing your brain. Yeah, the Indian tribe, Mr. 239 is coming back banging, bringing energy insane. All y'all out there don't know I change your brain. Like I just dropped in. Yeah, I'm back again. For all y'all out there thought that y'all could bring what y'all said y'all could spend. A lot of people bet to put prices on my head. Said, wait a minute, yo, he ain't even worth the price market. He ain't worked hard enough for this. So I just put it inside of my album just for a word to go with the finish. Blast from the last minute. Suggestion, because a lot of people be running around saying, wait a minute, you should do this, no, you should do that, you should use this, it might make it, but once I use this, do that, next thing you know, my heart, I be like, I can't take it, but I drop in, one more time again to let y'all know I be live and in, while a lot of people be sitting around saying, oh man, they laughing like I've been joking. Nah, I haven't been joking. I just been putting up the bets, everything, and it's a rise, and it's a multiply quick. Why everybody seeing how I slide on quick? When I slide on hit, ride on pit. Y'all know my rhyme will make your head feel like it big through your brain. This is a pictionary for y'all thinking y'all got the rhyme to come insane. Wait a minute, I ain't gonna say that too many times. I'ma leave y'all with an S on the top of your board. Last minute suggestion, drops in. Yeah, I'ma take it to the last minute. For all y'all out there thought that y'all could stop the way that I represented. Yeah, I've been dropping in and out, back and forth. Been here and there, been everywhere. Why everybody be like, man, I cannot compare. But then they say, we got the same resemblance out here. But how could it be another one like me? How could it be another one to rhyme like me? It ain't another one to rhyme like me. I'm rhyming me so much that it's so much of me that's coming out stretching easily. It's like I'm stretching out like yarn easily. I'm getting ready to make a shirt for everybody that don't know Word is War Records. Yeah, that's the capital B. R-Y-A-N-W-A-I-D-E. For all y'all out there wondering where I was gonna reach. Well, let's see. I'ma reach inside of casino buildings. As I meditate, let you know the next thing that I'ma be building. I'ma be building in the next invention. That invention to make everybody wondering that it's gonna bring a cure to all them badness and sickness. People going crazy over currency, cutting fiber paper. When you can go out, I told y'all before, the earth is worth more than y'all going out and trying to bargain for. Like I just dropped in. I'm coming in again. All y'all out there saying, man, I don't believe he even gonna live and see an invention grown. Wait a minute, I told y'all before, this is a blast from the last minute suggestion, popping you in top of your dome, and Mr. 239 got y'all locked up, and you just came in my drop in.
Let's go to El Gato!
Trying to act dope, dude. Playing double parts, double person. Yeah, been on 18 movies, call it 20 now. For all y'all out there wanna stop me and thought that you could come at me. Yo, I've been doing this directing stuff ever since I was a little chap. Hey, El Kino! El Kino! El Kino! Everybody be like, man, I ain't seen him in a long time. The last time I seen, he was moving this way, looking this way, had something hanging from the top of his head. Now, I ain't heard from him ever since. How he look now? Call me a comic book hero. Jump inside of a comic book. Yeah, doing some more movies in for y'all to let y'all know how we keep it always moving. Word is born records, studioing. Why y'all wanna come at me? Thought that y'all could stop everything that I done put in. Yo, check out the game in Las Vegas. El Kino. I'm flagging right to left.
like that. You ain't put your work in, you slack. That's why you fell off. I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. Yo. AM Fleet General back in the building. While most of you dudes out there don't understand that I've been feeling killing. Put all y'all down and make you feel like you got drilled quick. Everybody told me they could stop the way my skills hit. Make them all fall down and start on into a ditch. While everybody said that Mr. 239 was gonna make a switch. But you got an itch, make a dude switch. Thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Oh, you wish. Get out the game. Mr. 239 spit nothing but a whole bunch of hollow gun points. Make everything turn to flames. I done burnt it down, shut it down. For everybody be understanding what's going on. Yeah, I done struck the underground. Every time that I be representing, I'm like some kind of earthquake. The ground done started cracking. While most of you dudes out there be thinking you can stop me. What I'm doing, I'm waving my flag. I'm flagging to the right, to the left, to the back, to the fourth. Most of you dudes slacking, fall off. Yeah, when it's time for me to represent, most of y'all get hard off. Thinking y'all can stop me, I'm blast like sword off. I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. W-I-B-S in the building. Why all of y'all don't understand them abbreviations quick? Word is born, record studio. Coming through with a type of film footage that make you fall down on your dome. Fall down on your dome. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing. Yeah, now y'all letting go and glow. When I be representing, leave a whole bunch of holes in top of your dome. Yo, that's a whole bunch of bulls out of dome. Thinking they could swallow the way that Mr. 239 busts the flow. Making y'all fall back and take them back to the 10 post. Okay, at the dome, blowing them down, making everybody feel like I done shot them down with a whole bunch. Around, yeah. As I keep coming on, making y'all feel like that. You gon' feel the sound that go through your hair. Why everybody said it, they can stop everything that I've been doing. Mr. 239 said I run, and y'all see the spark of the grill. Every time I be representing, going off like a whole bunch of ammunition. Call me every time I spit lyrics from the top of my head. It ain't nothing but a whole bunch of heavy artillery. I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. That's what's happening. I'ma hit y'all and hit you with the conclusion. What most of you dudes out there done looking foolish and you losing. Thought that y'all could stop everything that I've been choosing. That's the reason why I got everything juiced with. Get ready to cause an explosion. Y'all better understand the way Mr. 239 represents. I got the whole place in the building. Everything is floating quick. I'm flagging. What? Abundance. I'm flagging.
Prosperity.
What? I'm flagging. What? I'm flagging. What?
Bridges.
I'm flagging. What?
Hey, Bridges. Yeah, he was flagging right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Word is born records, bringing in Mr. 239 for the Where I'm From remix. Just another cat making the spot to BTO, shedding positive light on the big city, keeping out of trouble. If you don't believe me, just go and ask my PO. Deodorizing the game to rid it of its BO. Got hundreds of loose cannons ready to fire up the future, even being predicted by Miss Cleo. Time to show the world something they should have already known. The game's hot back, saying it's about time y'all showed. Been waiting till we see it break down, reaching full growth. Now here to give it a toe. Other cities getting furious with their fear of us.
We be the T-Dot making all delirious. And if you never heard of us, it stands for Toronto, period. Shoot all of our stars in the sky to keep you clear of it. One of them cities that just inspire rap and adapt to any other place I is with my Blue Jay cap. Canadian, but don't say a boot or A and see educational ignorance in the people that think we say that. Home of the most prolific trees, that's why we seem so laid back. You know what they say about the quiet, nice guys. Those are the ones that get wildest when they attack. Off the sidelines to shed my light on the world as a matter of fact. A breath of fresh air, cure to all the bad breath. T-Dot painting the game of tic-tac to stop all the riff-raff. With the alliance from South Cadillac, making big moves unexpected like a phone tap. And with a mic dab, I pass it to Mr. 239 to fill y'all in on the hap. Doing what we do to dominate this huge ass map. Yo, Prez, fill these people in on with a full detail recap.
What WIB speak reads like a stamp on an envelope. All y'all know about Keno, yeah, I'm from Monroe. Yeah, they said I resemble all types of places around the globe. So everybody know where I'm from. Make everybody feel like the crowd wanna get insane and go out of control. Yeah, me, I be coming off the top of my head and my dome. Everybody didn't think I was gonna shed on. Keep moving on, leave y'all wet on. Y'all MCs don't know where it's time for me to bomb, yo. You MCs get ate up and I crumble, yo. And every time I flip on tracks, I make them feel like, yeah, I humble, yo. I stay humble, yo. Even though people wanna come at me with the hate and try to crumble my dome, it don't matter, cause I be representing, letting everybody know where I stand for. WIB, Zero Squad, General speaking right now. To let y'all know what time it is, yeah, I keep you seeking it out. Everybody be wondering about how I keep heating it with the style. That's where I'm from.
Real strings, gotta roll with the pain. Many times I hate to think my mind's going deranged. It's time for a change, still picking dirt off my name. Am I to blame? Went down the boardwalk of shame. Heard by the struggles, riding on the highway to fame. Mind stayed at high stakes. Each day I wonder why, thinking gazing at the sky. I should've died the same year my grandpa died. People say you smoke weed, your brains get fried. Mind been overcooked. Boss of a crook, never needed a book. Harassed by the law constant, losing my conscience. On the search for happiness, everything seems hopeless. Living so bogus, courage remains strong. Keeping my focus, better my vision. Perfect precision, more mature now, I'm making wiser decisions.
Thank you. down payment before you shop. Only at Drive Time.
Yep.
What is an overpass? Come on. Question, is that an S or a 5?
I think it's a 5.
I thought so. Frustration loading.
Nobody wants more robot tests, but we could all use more ways to save.
Charlotte, for Rob Ott, for Rob Ott.
Error, human.
Switch to Geico for more ways to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That's a sacrifice worth making. This isn't about fame, glory, or medals. It's about doing something incredible for no reason at all. Because to become a true champion takes more than just blood, sweat, and tears. It takes courage, grit, and determination. There is greatness inside all of us. So isn't it time you set yours free? And show the world how amazing an idiot can be.
Okay, go.
I'ma put them in the building.
I'ma put him in the field. 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 I'ma put him in his feelings, that's that Catholic. Yeah, this nigga just so in, he just so in making a killing. Everybody just wanna talk about it, but it ain't nothing to talk about. Because when the nigga just living in the life, and everybody just wanna come and they just wanna talk about it, right? He just gotta go and fight. Every day that I just fight. Fight and everything that I go with, right? Yeah, I go with the mic. Yeah, this nigga just wanna see that I don't ever bite. Nobody in the game, because it ain't nothing that this nigga can really make game. I'ma put him in the field. 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 I'm gonna put them in the field.
808 cuts down on time.
DJ Flair, make the money flare.
Flurry talk, talk when I walk. Flurry talk, talk when I walk. Flurry talk, talk when I walk. Flurry talk.
Leather boots.
How you the nigga the light of the sea? How you the nigga the light of the spark? Yeah, these niggas don't even want to spark. Don't know the spark. Don't even go in and talk about trouble. How you the nigga that gets in the trouble? Everything that life is double. Everything that these niggas is going to say. How you the nigga that could make a piece of their lower that's going to the plane? That means I don't have a place. Everything that I say, that I just go astray. Spray a nigga down, lay a nigga down, yeah, spray them out. Everything that the nigga just wanna talk about, all these niggas ain't never gonna find out. Got the grudge of an elephant. Yeah, these niggas just wanna talk, but they niggas gonna get squashed like an elephant. Don't even get in my way. All the niggas get in my way. Yeah, they niggas gonna get sprayed down. No, they just gonna get trampled. Everything that a nigga just know to go and I just wanna stamp on. Yeah, it's like I'm putting a mark, putting a brand on nigga, light the heart. That means I just light up the flame, light up the spark. Everybody just saying that this nigga just gonna get mad like Jesus Christ. I'm gonna start turning tables over. My way.
More real.
Telling you how does it feel? How does it feel to be a real nigga? You to be a real nigga. Stuff that you go through in this life, and then everybody just wanna talk about your life, like you don't even matter. Like don't even matter. It's everything that this nigga just thinks that is just wrong with the matter of the planet. I get a nigga that stay in the park. No, I just say not the other part. I don't knock the other part. You may look even on the start. More real. As the nigga say, lighten me, just lighten me. Yeah, this nigga, this ain't nobody gonna fight it. Ain't nobody gonna get it at the light at the door. This nigga, this day, then I just wanna go and everybody just seems to go. I be in the flow. Yeah, I go with the mode. Yeah, I'm just gonna bust it down the commode. That means everybody just wanna be that. They just wanna be like a manure. And so I just wanna flush them down. More real.
Man, you heard about that.
Great hype, blow up in my culture.
My culture.
Check it.
This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known, I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. As I can go back into the past of the days of how me and this music been going together for a long time. Like when I started off when I was young, I was addicted to making a whole bunch of tapes, or better yet, addicted to making beats from my tongue. And then recording it on the tape, the cassette deck. And then I try to find a way to find a radio. Couldn't find a radio. So my brother Corey Dawg gave me a car stereo with a battery, a car battery in the room. So what I used to do is always play my tapes and see if they had a boom, or see if my voice or anything was gonna be making the right sound to fill the whole room of speakers like a surround sound. Y'all know how I hold it down. This is hip-hop life, this is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. Word up, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture. As I continue listening to them sounds of the car stereo in my room, I was like, man, one day I'm gonna have the sound that'll go boom. So everybody, you know what I'm gonna do, have the sound to fill the whole room. I'm talking about surround sounds around the place. It started ricocheting back and forth, man. Mr. 239 couldn't stop it. Better yet, it was me by another alias. A lot of people used to wonder, was that really me behind them cassette decks? I'm talking about packs of cassette tapes, decks, and marios, and times and things that kept on going. I'm talking about times when I was feeling at my lowest, at my most depressed, man. All I did was listen to them instruments. Like, this hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. Yeah, check it, word up. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture. Yeah. So, while most dudes be forgetting where they come from, sometimes makes people take their heart and run. Man, Mr. 239 keep coming with my thoughts that's gonna continue to run around across the airways. Man, I'm talking about nights I used to go to sleep, and I used to have visions that my voice was moving inside of the power lines like some kind of so-called electricity. But I didn't really understand what was happening during the time when I was in Monroe, NC. I used to have all these types of dreams when I was on stages and rocking crowds and everybody started screaming. When I was doing this, everybody didn't think I was gonna make it come through and manifest. Man, I manifested out. Started out from cassette tape, from mouth and DV on the CD. You know how I do it. Mr. 239 always represented, man. I ain't fell off from this. So, remember one thing about knowing about a culture. If it ain't something in your heart, forget about it. This hip-hop is my life, is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture. Yeah, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was going to achieve great heights, blow up in my culture.
In my culture.
Yeah, check it. This hip-hop life is my culture. I've been known I was gonna achieve great heights, blow up in my culture. In my culture. In my culture. Culture. In my culture.
Thank you.
Now don't you do that again. You step on my foot one more time, I'm gonna slap you in your face. Get off my feet. Put your feet right there, you twist. I'ma slap the tapes right dead out your mouth, man. Hey, man. Hey. Look at the dude over there. That dude over there. Dude keeps stepping on his feet, man. Look. Just record it, man. Record that shit. I think you about to slap him, man. Move your damn feet, man. You ain't about to be putting your feet on mine, man. This what you think this is, a foot? Hey, he's trying to taste out of his mouth, man. Sucker, keep putting his damn feet on mine up there like he's playing footsie or something. Yeah. Let us be from the mind and then go from the head. Everybody can't even combine, can't even find or ever go rewind everything that a nigga just gonna spit. Spit off the head, off the dome. I get some shit left by myself, so I gotta come off with the chrome. Many don't even know when they just looking at the inside and they just wanna see everything that's going on outside. But everything inside, it gets twisted outside. All these niggas saying that a nigga just gonna be on the place or how to ride. Now the niggas can't even ride, can't even go with the side, can't even go with the motion. Everything that a nigga just wanna rhyme and niggas be like, oh, yeah, you ain't gonna let this nigga come out. Yeah, this nigga just go all out. Yeah, I just ripped the beats out of the section. That mean everybody just seeing what's going directed. It ain't going to pick this. It feel like it's just getting wicked. As a nigga just go and spit it. Spit it from my head and it just feel like everything just about to just end up dead. Everything is just dropping down, but these niggas just see that the niggas is always just on to be covering up the ground, filling up with so much sound. That mean they can't even come with the drum, can't even bring any instrument to it, because ain't nobody else gonna do it unless they got an inner spirit to do it. As this nigga just going, I'm throwing the door at the shit. Not talking about a stick that you hold, and it's like an automatic stick inside of my tongue that's gonna just swallow everybody whole. If they thinking that it ain't nothing but an anaconda, yeah, the anaconda can do some damage. Everything that these niggas just saying, that these niggas just want to go and just want to get a sandwich. They could get a sandwich, can't even pick with it. Yeah, the beat just keep coming back on and on, as the nigga just go rhyming on and on. These niggas just know that it's nothing but explosive, something like ferocious. Matter of fact, it might be saturated. No, it's something that's just gonna go. like this, the fury, acid, burn through these niggas like this, it's gonna go through the casket. As the nigga about to get buried, yeah, leave him buried in plastic. Not plastic, leave him buried in elastic. Making sure all of his organs fit. Yeah, these niggas better know I'm the sick as it gets. As I just go and I just go and I spit. Going to stick from the head, everything that is just going to stick. All these niggas just know when I flow it, going to stick. Stick with it. That means know what to do with it. Get to know that a nigga just always just on the beat. On the beat. Like I'm on the repeat of every speech. No, it ain't no speech. But they know that the style be going in a reputation. Niggas just gonna get stand up for the ovation. Because a nigga made it. When I made it, everything that a nigga just gonna just be overrated. No, the niggas can't even rate it. Everything that I stated is just going so outdated. Like I daily. No, this nigga just gonna be this phone to hit. Phone to live. Yeah, them niggas just see that. A nigga just gonna go in the ownership. Going to ownership. Yeah, them niggas, you see that as niggas just always just gonna be a nigga that's always just gonna be on another mode, on another planet, on another stage. That mean all these niggas just saying that the niggas just gonna be a runaway. Runaway. No, I'm not a slave. Beat a nigga down like a slave. If a nigga thinking that a nigga just going rage. But them niggas just say, damn, this nigga, he just going to slay. Swing with my sword. As I just pull it out, it's a double-edged sword. That means the edges is always sharp. When I just cut through, everybody better not talk. As a nigga that's just always just gonna rhyme in the dark, in the light. It don't even matter, it just feel like it's rap to life. That nigga rappers fight, always gonna fight. If you don't know how to fight, then you ain't no rapper. All the niggas just saying that a nigga is just gonna be a nigga that's always just gonna be a trapper. I told myself I was gonna fall into the life of a trapper, but I didn't fall into it. I had to stay going in my motion and I just put my mind to it. Put my mind to it, I do it. When I do it, everybody just be like, how did you do it? Now all the niggas better know that I just gone with your soul here. That means you're a nigga in the soul. That mean I hit them so hard, I knocked them out cold. All these niggas just saying that a nigga just always just gonna be bold. Just like the print. Everybody just saying that they just wanna look for the perfect print. That mean the perfect might form. Might check 1, 2, yeah, this nigga just split form. Yeah, that nigga just on the go and I just storm. Storm it just like the beach. Everybody just know what I just come from. Yeah, them niggas don't even know that I'm just one with a vile tongue. Vital tongue might just pierce through. There's a fit in the label. That means everything that I talk from the label. No, it ain't coming from the label, but the beat be on the table. Like, it's just something like, I gotta play my chords and gotta play it right. When I play it right, that means everything goes down. It's just like it's supposed to go down at night. But if the chords you play wrong, you don't even know how to play. You gotta play strong. You gotta keep going strong. You can't give up. That's one thing. I never give up. I never go out with us. I go out with a fight. Go out with a bang. That mean everything. That I just go is just gonna be the nigga that's always just gonna take everything on. Yeah, I ain't worried about nobody stepping on. I'm the nigga that get myself on. I got big feet, so I'm always stepping on. Stepping on anybody that just wanna come on. As a nigga just go when I get my drum on. Everything that a nigga just gonna be on the spot on. Spot on level. Yeah, the nigga just don't even know the level. This is where a nigga can take it. Yeah, I'm coming from the home of the rebel. Matter of fact, coming from nothing but Wild West men. Keep nothing but guns in our teeth. All these niggas want to go and talk to me. No, these niggas better know that the niggas just always just going to win. Be about my win. Or they'll make me spin a bin. Spin a bin and come back around. Come back around and spray everybody with my sound. Yeah. Everybody down with my sound. As a nigga come back and I just put it down. Put it down the way that I'm supposed to put it down. All these niggas just want to talk around. Yeah, the niggas better just talk around and that's not talk down. As a nigga just run with a notion and everybody just saying that a nigga was the commotion. Everybody just wanna come and it's gonna be devotion. Niggas better know that I got the potion to knock the nigga out. That means no dosing. Everybody just keep that exposing. Know it's going like an erosion. Such erosion. Everything that these niggas is saying that is something that got closed in. Yeah, close in, close their eyes. That means close their eyes. Just like I just put super glue on their eyes. Everybody just saying that a nigga just always just gonna be like, open your eyes. I can't open it because it's super glue shut. Yeah, super glue their ears shut. If I get sick and tired of them hearing what I gotta say, I gotta say anything that works. Anything what these niggas just gonna come birth. Yeah, I gave birth to all these niggas that I came in the game. I've been spreading my name. Yeah, I'm just gonna spread on life. It ain't no game. That means this ain't the nigga that's always just gonna be on a certain lane. That another nigga know that can light the flame. As a nigga just sick. Go from the head, that means everything be spent. No, it don't be spent. But these niggas better just know that this nigga is just something like a kid. something like a gent. Give me my respect. Everybody just saying, yeah, this nigga just on the go. This life I'm supposed to be something that was sent. No, it ain't nothing sent, but these niggas just on the scene. It's a present that a nigga gives. That I'm just on the talk and the nigga just on the live. Live my life. It's the way that I'm supposed to life. Yeah, I got the life. And all these niggas just want to get filled with the hype. It's falling in and everything that I just stay high as a kite. High as a kite. High at night. That means flying a kite at night. Can't nobody see it at night. Because they gotta look and they gotta look up. And they ain't gonna be able to see it. Just like they're going up so high, the airplanes might touch it from the sky. All these niggas get straight down, this nigga just go with it. Part that these niggas just saying that they want a part. No, they can't even get the part. Yeah, this nigga just gonna be a shark for my art. Be rhyming and spitting till they just sitting. Yeah.